flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines, talk to our guy, Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony, a lot going on. The thought was Bregman was up out of here and going to move on, and that could still be a possibility. But now we've heard that talks have resumed with the Astros, and I thought that was big enough. But the other part of this is, all right, well, they made moves, and they got a new first baseman in, they got a new third baseman in. What would happen? And we're hearing that Jose Altuve would potentially move from second base to left field. Your thoughts on all of that right there, Tony? Tony? TG?
You guys got me?
All right, we got you now. Go ahead, Tony. Your thoughts.
Good to be back with you fellas. I think the Bregman thing is very interesting. I think this was one of those type of deals where, as you said, it seemed like it was a foregone conclusion that he wasn't coming back. But the market kind of played itself out, and all of a sudden the Astros have seemingly found themselves back in the conversation because Bregman's side has reopened conversations. And, you know, I saw a report earlier that Bregman's been offered at least 2 5-year deals. If they can get him back, wow. I mean, this turns out to be a really good offseason. I love the addition of Walker over there. And Altuve moving to left. Listen, I think in some ways it might be good for him. Maybe a little less wear and tear, especially in that home ballpark where you're not having to cover a ton of ground. It might be a way to help continue to keep his bat in the lineup and keep him healthy longer.
Now, Tony, we're not going to entertain this, are we?
Moving
Altuve, man, he'd need 3 cutoff guys to get to home plate, man. Man, we're not going to seriously entertain this, are we?
That's exactly why you put him in left, because he won't need 3 to get it from left to home plate. He just needs 1. But listen, I think you have to entertain it because it's another way to add pieces. And more importantly, I think we've seen it when the Astros are going well, usually Altuve's right in the thick of things. And you got to keep him healthy as he begins to, you know, I hate to say it, start to head down the backside of his career here as he gets older.
Yeah, look, I think the better way, what makes sense to me would be to play Yordan Alvarez in left field more and then have a floating DH and let Altuve have most of that. But either way it goes, I would think when the rubber meets the road in the playoffs and games matter, there would be something more set in stone. I'm not a huge guy that, man, outfield boy, defense just rules everything around me. You know, I'm not big on that. But damn, this one's even a stretch for me. Let's dig into the Bregman deal specifically. We got a lot of ground to cover here, but let's dig into the Bregman deal specifically. As a former player, a guy that's been through all of this, like if Bregman's been offered, say, 30, a 5-year deal for 30 per, and he's looking at a 6-year deal at the 26, 27 number, I mean, a lot of people look at it and go, hell, that's $4 million less a year, but there's another year tacked on. How does that factor into your mind as a player? 6 years versus 5 years, $30 million a year versus 26, 27, whatever that comes out to be. How does that factor into your mind?
I would say, first, it really depends on where the offers are coming from, right? I mean, obviously, if Houston is one of those teams, Bregg is more likely to give that consideration because he's been there. There's a comfort level of being in Houston, coming to the ballpark, knowing everybody's name, like all that kind of stuff matters when you start talking long term. So I think if Houston's on the, let's say Houston's on the shorter side, they got the 5-year and they're not the 6-year. I think that plays differently than a completely new team in the mix at 5 years versus the 6. So And then you also have to factor in, you know, what kind of – where do you think your value lies? I mean, that ultimately is something that guys, you know, take a lot of pride in. You know, you want to be one of the top AAVs if you can possibly do that or in that conversation. And so, you know, I think for Brig, he's been out there long. And that's the other thing you got to factor in. When you start to get closer to spring training, naturally human, you know, kind of the way humans work, you start to kind of worry a little bit, like where am I going to be playing? I know he knows he's going to have a job, but there's still not the security that you're looking for. So all that factors in as he starts to kind of lock in on his decision.
All right, Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. He is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB insider. Tony, how do you view, because I know there's obviously a difference when you put it all together with Bregman being on the team and not, but how do you view the Astros as a team and in terms of competing with Bregman off the team, and then how would you view them with him on the team?
I think that division is going to be a little bit stronger next year, and it may not be the Mariners that are the team that you're worried about. It could be the Rangers that start to slide back up. I know Oakland's made some noise, so I think the division overall will be better. And if you could have Alex Bregman, I mean, listen, I think when you have a guy that long, you start to forget like all of the intangibles that go along with the, you know, the physical numbers that he puts up, and that type of leadership is just tough to come by. And so I would say that they're going to be competing for the top of that division regardless, I think. Okay. But, oh, boy, having a Bregman in your lineup, I think gives them the leg up for sure in that division.
Hey, Tony, we haven't had you – I don't think we've had you on since the Christian Walker move was made. You kind of mentioned it as a group, the overall offseason, but Christian Walker more specifically over at first base just – and I know, look, there's some things to me, and I'm just briefly, covering the guy or you know, doing a little bit of research here. Yeah. And there's some things that me being an old school guy that just the work ethic and the grinder and the guy that stays locked in 24/7, like that really appeals to me. I'm just wondering your experience with him, your time covering the league. What does Christian Walker bring to Houston?
You kind of described him really well, I think. He's consistent. You know, that's the thing. Watching him in the National League West often, he's just consistent. You know what you're going to get from him night in, night out. You mentioned the work ethic stuff. One of the best defenders in all of baseball at first base. And, you know, I think in his time in Arizona, that consistency with the power numbers and really setting the tone in the middle of that lineup is something that's so dependable in 162 that those guys are valuable. I know he might not be the flashiest of first basemen, but as you get a chance to watch him on an everyday basis, you're gonna enjoy him. I'm interested to see what he does specifically in that ballpark. I mean, it's kind of tailored for the type of swing he has. He's not a guy who's trying to hit homers. He's trying to go gap to gap on a line, but he is a dude who can put up some numbers in terms of the power.
See, Tony, I think the concern of some Houston fans are, all right, this is a first baseman in his almost mid-30s. This isn't a Jose Abreu type of a situation. This is a completely different thing, and I know you've watched him with the Padres and seen him up and close. This isn't anything like that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, listen, I think the difference is, you know, Walk didn't get the opportunity early, you know, so I don't know that he has the type of mileage on him. He kind of had to wait his turn in Baltimore. And then when he got traded to Arizona, that was really his first time getting a chance to play on an everyday basis. So I think he's a fresh mid 30s type guy. I don't think this is anything like Abreu, who you can make the argument you started to see the decline even before he signed with the Astros. So, it's a normal feeling to have that kind of feel hanging over you, but I don't think this is the same thing at all.
All right, T, we got a couple of championship games this weekend, man. I got to get your take on it. Who are you going with, Chiefs or Bills?
I got the Chiefs, man. You can't pitch against. You can't pick against Patrick Mahomes, boy.
All right.
And those referees, Tony. You can't pick against them either.
Can't miss, he ain't going to miss an opportunity, is he?
Hey, Ron, you better chill, man. I see everybody on your neck about the Chiefs, man.
Hey, Tony, they hurt, man.
Hey, what about
they
what
just,
about
they the, hurting,
the
Tony.
Chiefs are in bed with the refs.
What about the other side, Tone, with Washington and Philly?
I love what I've seen Jalen Daniels do this year, but that Eagles say that run game is going to be tough to stop. Even if Jalen Hurts ain't 100%, like he might not be. Stopping Saquon and that offensive line, them big dudes, man, they just be bullying the defensive line. So I'm gonna take Philly.
I love the versatility from you, Tony. I'm gonna say. this does not happen often. Clint, maybe in our 5 years, he's done this maybe two or three times. I think I've kind of changed my feel on the Altuve thing hearing you talk. Knowing you played in the outfield in Major League Baseball, I was pretty close to the Clint thing. Like, this is a joke. But hearing your thoughts, maybe it don't seem like you believe the adjustment from playing however many years at second base to go into the outfield isn't that big. So I've kind of changed my thought process of this is crazy talk to, okay, I'll hear it. I'll take that into account from you, Tony.
Listen, it's an option, right? If they put him out there and it is just god awful, right? And it's costing y'all runs, they can move him back to second base. They just, you're losing, I think, some of the life experience.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Expectancy. You know, putting them out there every day at second base. The throwing part, I don't worry about. The defenses are designed now where they'll figure out a way to combat that. But in terms of just keeping them in the lineup, keeping them healthy, I think it's a good option to have in your back pocket.
All right, Tony, man, we appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you during this baseball season.
Yes, sir. You guys take care.
All right, that's Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB Insider.